was going over the perfect Kerry Mountains. I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting.
Hello guys, welcome to our series about Dublin. As you may know, we traveled to Dublin with our school last February. Today, our program will be dedicated to telling you about some differences we've noticed between Dublin and the German city Munich.
Well, first, what did we notice in the city centre in Dublin? In Dublin city centre, there are more little shops like souvenir shops, and we were under the impression that there were more sculptures of famous characters in Dublin like Daniel O'Connell, Oscar Wilde and Molly Malone.
Another difference is that legend and myths are extremely widespread in Ireland, contrary to Munich. I think Munich is linked to historical event but not so much to tales.
Now, concerning food. The full breakfast with bacon, egg and mashed potatoes is much heavier than in Munich. Even if, in Munich, the breakfast includes also heavy food, but personally, it doesn't bother me. I don't know why. Besides, in Dublin, you can find many pubs with typical pub dishes like sandwiches, pies, lamb stews or cakes. Whereas in Munich, we'll offer mezze dishes like bretzel, beef or a kind of noodles, the Spätzle.
Another aspect which is interesting to talk about are the city streets. There are some large streets with huge monuments and like little streets without lights which are a bit spooky.
Besides, it is interesting to have a look at sports. Ireland has their own sports. They're called Gaelic sports. They are all administered by the GAA. Do you know what the GAA is? It's the Gaelic Athletic Association. The four different sports are the Gaelic football, which is different from the German soccer, because you can drive the ball through the goals with the hands, but you can also score a point if you kick the ball over the bar. Then the Gaelic handball, which is quite similar to the German's handball. The third one is the hurling, which impressed me because it's the fastest field game. It's the only sport which can be played also by women. The female version is named Camogie and was founded in 2009. The players need a wood stick and a ball because with them they do scores. The last Gaelic sports is the Rounders. It's also a sport founded by Ireland. In Munich, all their sports can be played by women, but the female versions are less successful than the men's ones.
Coming to another aspect which is worth mentioning specifically for the German tourist, the transportation. In Dublin, you won't find the subway. The train lines are equivalent to the tram in Munich. Besides, the bike paths aren't much spread in Dublin, and we haven't seen so many cyclists, but we were there in February, not the best time of the year for you to cycle around.
Thank you for listening, and I hope our comparison of Munich and Dublin was interesting. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
As I was going over the perfect Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting.